Hello, everybody, and welcome or welcome back to Radio Elias. We're all back in a pretty good mood today, and let me tell you why. The entire little family, Marta, Wilfred, Ignazi, and I, Gigi, spent the weekend in Palermo as we were celebrating my 19th birthday. Yes, I know, such a big girl now. We came back full of memories and opinions about this place, so we thought, why not giving you some feedbacks as foreigners from the four corners of Europe? What did we think of Palermo? But beforehand, let me greet today's participants. How are you all doing, guys?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Gigi?
Perfect. Thank you, Wilfred. What about you, Ignacio?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
And Marta?
Ciao, everyone.
Okay, so my questions are pretty simple. And the first one is, what were you guys, your first impressions, basically? Whichever one to start.
Okay, so my first impressions. Well, to me, Palermo is a very strange city, very chaotic, and with very strange energy, to be fair. I don't know if I liked it. On my first impressions, I don't know if I liked it. And after this whole weekend, I still don't kind of know if I like it. But, well, to me, the first impression and the strongest impression about the city is the chaos and the crowds of people just doing crazy things and screaming. Yeah. But on the other hand, like, it's also a normal city, but I don't know, to me it has a very, very particular, like, this chaotic vibe.
Okay, thank you. That's a really interesting opinion. But I believe the others have other takes on it. So let's go, Marta.
Well, for me, it was not my first weekend in Palermo. I've already been there 3 weeks before. And the thing, the most unexpected thing for me about the city, it was like the environment. The fact that I thought it was like a beach city. But in fact, there is a lot of mountains and like the nature is, I don't know, it was like super unexpected for me. I was not expecting to have a lot of mountains around the city. And it's like kind of crazy, the fact that you can go to the beach and see like the mountains and the sea at the same time. And that was like really, really nice and unexpected for sure.
I agree mostly with Marta. Nothing really surprised me that much except for like the mountains all around. And then actually I kind of thought that it was prettier than I thought it would be. Like there were more nice buildings, like big white buildings. And I had not really researched that much, but as I learned during the trip, also thanks to you, Ignazza, it's like a city that has been under very many different occupations, and you can kind of see it in the city and in the architecture that there is a lot of traces of a lot of different things, which is really nice and interesting, I think.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. Personally, I was just surprised by the amount of things to see. I heard a lot about Palermo, so that was something I could expect, but still, like, between the nature and all the historical sites, you cannot get tired or hardly get tired of it because there is always something to see. So, yeah, I think that's what, like, really surprised me at first. My second question is, what about the places or events that really marked you, whether in a good or a bad way? Ignacy, I believe you can start this one.
Okay, so as I said before, like it, the chaos and the trash on the street of in the city kind of like made me nervous. Like it's not really my vibe, but after when we went on a hike to the Saint Rosalia sanctuary, which is situated on Monte Pellegrino, which is a mountain very near city center of Palermo, like it was such like a change of a vibe to me, because you have very close this a very chaotic and crowded city center, and you go like a couple of kilometers and then you have like a huge mountain with some sacred places very near. So like the hike was very peaceful to me, with this Mediterranean nature and beautiful like trees and rocks and the sun was shining, and like the walking up to the mountain with this goal of going to this sanctuary of Saint Rosalia, which is like a saint connected to Palermo city. Like it was something very special to me and giving me this kind of a peace in my heart, because we went there in together in three people, so like we could just like chill and make this physical exercise by going on this mountain and talk about life in this beautiful nature. It was just perfect to me that you can so easily distance yourself from this all chaos and just walk up to the mountain and see a beautiful sanctuary, which is situated like in a cave, and the sanctuary is also a beautiful place. So it was just a wonderful experience to have. So the Saint Rosalia is sanctuary to me was, I think, the best experience from the city. But also I wanted to say, I'll mention that the sites, the historical sites, are very, very interesting in Palermo. I think I need to mention the Norman Palace, where is the Palatine's Chapel, and it's something that I've seen many churches in my life, and this one was one of the most extraordinary. It was something so special, because as we mentioned before, the Palermo was conquered by many people in the past, many different cultures. So this chapel is has influences of the Arabic culture, of the Byzantine and the Norman cultures. So it's like a very interesting mix of art, and it's really extraordinary. Also, the Cathedral of Palermo is a perfect example of this syncretism between different cultures, which is really something special and worth seeing. So it's not like I didn't like Palermo at all. It has really many beautiful places. But yes, it's the city is like based on a contrast to me, because on the one hand you have a lot on the one hand, you have a lot of historical and like very interesting, interesting architecture, interesting buildings that you can like find everywhere. Like you just go to some random street and there is a like beautiful, very old church building. Some, I don't know, 16th century, for example. But on the other hand, you can go to completely another random street and it's completely filled with trash and dirt, and it's just based on the contrast to me. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Ignacio, for this very complete answer. Now what about you guys? Marta, you want to go?
Okay, about the city, something that marked me, right?
Yeah.
We went party, but it was pretty similar for what I'm used to in Barcelona. So what it marks me more it's maybe the food. Actually, this is like kind of related with all Sicilian, but it's crazy the fact that everywhere the food is super, super good and super cheap. And you can just stop in a food street place and get like full of, like you can lunch, dinner or breakfast for a cheap price and still being really, really good. So for me, that marked me. And of course, like in Sicily, it's more or less the same, but in Palermo, because it's bigger, you can feel it even more.
Now, is there anything you didn't really enjoy?
Actually, I think Palermo is fine for me, like for my taste. I didn't like it, the fact that there are no beaches. Like, it's super difficult to find sand in near the coast. Like, it's more like for chips or ships. Ships. But not to like go take a bath or whatever. I mean, still it's not summer, so it was not that horrible, but it would be better for me if it would be like easier to find sand.
Okay, thank you. So what about you, Wilfred?
I think I agree with Ignazio on the hike to the sign, but especially actually the chapel was pretty, there was something about it, because I'm not that religious myself, but I think I do believe in something more than just what we can see here and such. But I went there, and you could really see that people actually took the hike and the drive up there to actually pray and to really. We went into it. The sanctuary is pretty much a small thing built into a cave, and in here it was just very quiet, and everyone came and were praying, and it was almost like. I felt like I could feel their faith when I was in there. It was really intense for me, that experience, because it just felt like, yeah, it was really special to just see how much that meant to them, that place. And then also the catacombs were pretty, I'm quite surprised none of you guys brought it up as something that left a mark on you, because the catacombs, because they were pretty insane, like to just walk in there and see all the dead people really was super strange for me. I still don't really know if I enjoyed it or not, but it was like definitely an experience.
Okay, thank you. You talked about the energy that we felt into this sanctuary, and I want to come back on it because I did feel the same. It was really, I'm not a believer. I don't have a sort of faith or anything, but you could feel there was an energy in the sanctuary, and it was really peaceful and really loved it. It was definitely an experience. Oh, and I kind of felt the same about that one monastery we visited. It was near Piazza Bellini. I don't know. The energy was really good. I don't know if it had nothing to do with faith or anything, but it was so peaceful. It was so peaceful. It was beautiful. And the people were all happy to be here and enjoying the sun and stuff. It's nothing crazy, but I don't know. It just left me a really good feeling. So let's go on to the last questions, but quite important. Well, just one, in fact. Would you recommend that place? And if yes, to what kind of people? Like, what should they be looking for if they visit this place?
Well, I would recommend this place to two types of people. One type is the people who search for a party, for a place just to have fun. And on the other hand, to the second type of people, which are just tourists looking for beautiful historical sites, because there are hundreds of them in Palermo, in the city. It has really rich history, and it's just interesting. But the tourist just needs to keep in mind that sometimes they can be shocked by the culture of the city.
For me, I didn't actually feel that much like distaste for the city. I mean, there were a few times where it was a bit disgusting, but to me it was not too much. It was mostly right where we lived that I thought it was bad, but otherwise when we left that place, I think it was pretty fine. A bit of trash in the street, but I think that's kind of a Sicilian thing, like something to do here. Like I've seen it also in Catania. Catania was far worse to me, far more chaotic, far more trash, or far more. It was more. But basically, yes, I would recommend it to most people. I think it was a nice city. I enjoyed it. If you want to go to Sicily, I would suggest it over Catania. I think I like it better. I've not been in Taormina or these cities, Siracusa, neither, and I've heard very good things of them, so can't comment on them yet. But I liked Palermo. It was a very nice city, I think.
That's all we had for today, so thank you for listening and see you in the next episode. Ciao!